Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kirsten.
I'm Sasha.
This is Mess Magnets.
We're back.
I feel like that is the next line. It's just like, we're back, bitches.
I know. It's like, can we say that?
I think, here's the thing. I think every episode of Mess Magnets is like a surprise that we got there. Like, are we renewed to the end of August? Yes. But surprising that we're able to like get our stuff together to actually release it? Surprising every
How
time.
Are we like not in detention at least, you know, for like just what we do on this
podcast? Well, the benefit would be we'd both be in detention together. So thankfully, at least like we could still record.
We'll record behind bars.
I mean, some people probably think that's where we belong.
I think same. I hear you. Okay. When we had to tell you about Kourtney Kardashian, I wish I was behind bars for that one.
Listen, I saw that people think they might be drinking each other's blood too. So,
oh my god,
I know.
It's like, is water not a thing in Calabasas?
They don't have it. No, it's blood or semen. I don't know.
Oh my god,
disgusting.
We are 1 minute in.
I know. Like, 1 minute in and it's about bodily fluid.
Just sorry, y'all. We should be under the jail.
Literally, like, put us in prison. It's where we belong. You know what? At least, like, in private, like, then I could, like, work out and, like,
get, like Mike the situation. That's my dream. Not to go to jail, please, God. But, you know, to, like, be... You know what? That was quarantined, so I take it back.
I was like, the situation, like, their whole thing was that he had abs, and then he got old and lost them, and then we went into lockdown.
Well, he stopped doing horrible. No, he went to jail, Kirsten.
I don't know.
He went to jail and got super buff, like, in jail.
Wait, he was already buff before. Like,
No. He
What does the situation look like these days?
Wait, no, he's back to looking like the jacked situation. After jail.
Hey, but the thing is like, I just think it's more admirable if you're not ever jacked and then you get jacked in jail versus if you've been jacked, stop being jacked and then get it back.
Okay, that's valid.
I don't think it's worth it.
Oh my god. Well, he stopped doing like drugs and drinking, so he would replace that with eating, and that's why he got so big.
Listen.
Poor guy. Listen, I watched too much Family Reunion?
Yes.
Or Family Vacation? What was it called?
You Google the situation, it comes up with a Today Show article about his 5 years sober, and I kid you not, he went on the Today Show in a Dare t-shirt.
Oh my, well, that is his thing. He calls himself the situation, but I think he also does these like motivational quotes, like as in very dad cheesy, but like you can't help but be like, oh my god, I love it. Oh god, he calls himself something else too, like not just a situation, but I can't remember anymore. Oh, his newest post on Instagram is Sober Dad.
I just pulled that up.
So listen,
I did. And you know what? I'm so happy that Mike the Situation appears to be doing well.
The motivation, that's what he calls.
No, absolutely. I take it back. Never mind.
Oh yeah, I think that's what it was.
He has a post from 3 weeks ago with his where he's like feeding his baby and yes, it catches Jim Tan fatherhood.
I just can't. It's so funny. Like, I just, you can't hate him anymore.
I mean,
that's the problem.
I'm going to tell you, I will hate anyone who refers to themselves as the motivation.
No, it's so funny. Except Kelly Rowland, because she has a whole song. And
oh, yeah, but that's, listen, I would never say anything bad about Kelly Rowland.
Yes. Oh, my God. Angelina and Vinny are still single. So, like, are they going to do it again?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Anyway, okay, that's the Jersey Shore fix.
The path. I haven't watched any Jersey Shore content in so long. Like,
how do you feel about, like, them rebooting the series? Because the cast hated it.
I gotta tell you, I don't care even a little bit. The people on the original Jersey Shore were just, like, total randos who then yes. became famous. And now they are gatekeeping that path to fame. Like, what? Like, they're like, oh, no, we're the last people that are allowed to get famous for no reason.
We started this. And like, it's like, you were the knockoff Real World. Did you forget?
Extend your hand, Jersey Shore, to the people who come after you. And pull them up with you.
Oh, my God. I can't. Like, they're so funny. But it's like, people like me still watch it. And that's what ruins everything.
I just simply don't understand how you have the time.
No, because it's like one of the few shows my husband and I like to watch. That and Love and Hip Hop. So, and Below Deck. So those are like the three we end up watching. So here we are.
Literally obsessed with your marriage. I want to know everything about it. I want to be besties with Karthik. Like, I think we would get along. Like, I think that it would be like a good friendship. And I just could like come third wheel you guys all the time.
We are looking for third wheel. Just kidding, everyone. It's a joke. Please, God. Do not send this to Karthik ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I have to be like, you can't listen to this podcast. It's done. Just download.
Oh, sorry. Actually, it got canceled, but we do need you to continue to download.
Yeah. I won't even tell him. Because thankfully, he don't remember that it comes out. So it just automatic download is set up anyway. We're good, everyone.
And that is actually a great time that we can just say, everyone.
Yes.
Please download our podcast, and especially if you could download it from the Mess Magnet specific feed.
Yes.
And like, say you have a parent that has an iPad that they don't use and they don't know what a podcast is. You could automatically download it on their device. And I think and then if you can recruit three people to also do that, and then they can recruit three people, we can really have something going here.
We're MLM mess live mess. That was horrible. Yuck.
Multi-level mess. Also, I think
thank you. Wow. It was right there.
And yeah, if you don't maintain a downline of 10 active people per month, you will be banned.
God, we're so horrible.
Like, literally, we're demons. It's fine. Should we start talking about pop culture?
Yeah, seriously. Because, listen, speaking of, like, old things being stuck in early 2000s, because the Jersey Shore, now it's time to talk about Britney.
I mean, Jersey Shore is from, like, 2010.
Yeah, true. It was, yeah. When I was in college, we would have social events with this fraternity every Thursday to watch Jersey Shore.
Okay. Anyways.
But anyway, Britney Spears is married, y'all. I'm so happy for her.
So, so happy for her. I feel like I've heard some conversation lately about, like, well, she's married to Sam. Who's Sam? Well, Sam's who stood by her through this whole, like, conservatorship situation. Yeah. And
also,
been,
who
like,
are you? Okay, that's the question.
You know what? Britney likes backup dancers, and
yeah,
it's fine. Everyone has a type.
Listen, okay. But yes, I love it. Because I'm going to gush on her the whole time. So that's why I feel like I have to get this out of the way. Wasn't a fan of the hair. They did her dirty.
Let me look at the hair again.
No, they didn't do anything to it. It's like, I think what it always is, which, you know, it's, and here's the thing. I will say, I could make the case rather that unfortunately, because of the years taken from her, she, you know, like thing, she's stuck, I feel like, in the in the 2000s. When that hairstyle maybe worked.
I mean, I don't think it's that the hairstyle is like so horrible. I think it's just like everyone else has their hair styled like a little bit more professionally. Yes. What makes it look worse next to them.
Like I said, I don't think she looks bad. I just feel like she's Britney Spears. She deserves that better.
I'll admit, I didn't love the choker.
Oh yeah, the choker was controversial.
It was just like to me, like I'm not, you know, opposed to the concept of a choker in this situation.
Yes.
I just felt like it was like really thick.
Yeah, and I mean, and I just think that you have to be like super tall and like have like a ridiculous, like a giraffe neck,
like a super
for it to look
neck.
Good on you. Yeah. Like, and I don't think chokers look good on most normal people, like normal size people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Britney Spears is that tall.
No, she's teensy.
Yeah. So that's why I think it just, as a short person, like it just doesn't look good on us. Like, yeah. We just don't have giraffe necks.
I just think it needed to, like, I think that they need to make, like, narrower chokers for, like,
also that.
Small, like, shorter people.
Also that.
But, you know, still beautiful. So happy for her that she finally got to have this wedding. She's just been beautiful. Through so much. It's just nice to see something, like, good in her life.
Yeah, and like it again, I think, I don't know if that was the theme, but that's what everyone kept posting, where it was like fairy tales are real. The dress was designed by Donatella Versace, who, again, I feel like this is a very 2000s thing, where I remember when everyone was obsessed with Donatella Versace and like the Versace outfits. Mm-hmm. And then the makeup was done by Charlotte Tilbury, which I was like, what? I thought that was just the makeup brand.
Wait, it was like actually,
yes.
Oh, and you know what? Go off, queen.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Charlotte Tilbury has those good products.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, what? When I saw that, I was like, wait, like they just used those products? And then I looked, and it's a straight up human who's a makeup artist, which is amazing. I love it. Britney is the moment. Okay. So I loved it. I was just like, you know, maybe the hair. I don't know. But also, yeah. Stan looked fire.
Oh my God. Like, he is literally one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my entire life.
And you know, so we talked about this on Bridgerton, if any one of y'all listen. But I talked about how I love these, like, beards, these, like, douchey beards. And that's what he has. And I love it.
And I didn't understand you on the Bridgerton part, but I get it with Sam.
Yeah, like, do y'all like these douchey beards? Like, the Drake beard, you know? Like, I'm into it. But Drake's is a little bit more styled. Like, I like this one. It's a little bit messier. It's not
Maybe that's why I'm getting this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look so handsome, like, so handsome, so beautiful. Such a beautiful night. Of course, Drew Barrymore was there. Gomez was there. Listen. Paris Hilton was there. Madonna was there. Donatella Versace was there.
I couldn't. First of all, Paris Hilton's face, flawless, okay?
She hasn't aged at all. It's amazing what money can do.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, God. But also, Madonna and Britney did the kiss, which I was like, yes, I needed it. I didn't know I needed it, but I did. And I just, it was iconic. That's why that's the picture of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because to me, I was like, this is it. Like, I can't believe they broke the internet again on me like this.
It was literally beautiful. They always do.
Also, what did you think of that blazer outfit? So y'all, you should go on our Instagram, because she had this blazer outfit and her butt is like fully out. And I just think it's the cutest thing.
I feel like it's giving like Playboy Bunny in the best, like in the best way.
Yeah, like I think it's, and it's a reception look, like, you know, or it's probably the after party, not even reception.
Yeah.
Because she had the red outfit as, like, I bet her reception look. And then after that, another one. But it's just, I love it.
It honestly feels like it was like, okay, end of the night, time to go to bed. And then she was like, no, I'm back at the party. And this is what I could find.
Exactly. Listen, which I, like, as someone whose wedding was, like, just constant partying, like, I get it. I really do.
So, you know what? You need to have multiple outfit changes.
Listen, I'm the queen of extra, okay? So I want to make that clear.
Okay.
Oh my God. But it's so funny. And then I guess 3 hours ago she posted this and it's so funny. Cause, she posted, I got my happy, on y'all.
cowboy
emoji. Yes. My friend watched the video of the party and to be exact, Madonna fell 3 times. Selena fell twice and I fell once all because of the rose petal. And she's like, I didn't drink one sip of alcohol. I can't drink. Which is sad. And because she was drug tested 3 times a week. Good Lord. But anyway, she like shared a lot of stuff. But I was just like, I can't stop laughing at that piece of it. And the other stuff were just, it's kind of sad. And she shared why she can't drink.
No, she goes. So like the stuff with this is literally like, she says, during the 13 years of being in the conservatorship, I was drug tested at least 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Eye rolls. I don't even really like alcohol. Meanwhile, I heard that my dad would go to bars every night and my brother had his shrimp salad with a Jack and Coke every night in Vegas after my show and even sometimes before. He would never even let me have a sip. You let your 5-year-old daughter put her hand in her mother's wine and be silly. Yet when I just get off the stage for the 3rd time that week and my little feet have been in heels, I walk to the only table in my suite and you tell me no? My question is this. Why? Let's talk about it. Is it the powerful feeling dad got my whole life in literally making me feel like nothing? Like she goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's really wild. And she ends up also sharing just, so many reasons why she wanted to drink and she just couldn't. And even when her stomach hurt, like, literally, she's like, in Vegas, I was ready to have my first vodka and Sprite. No lie. I literally drank half the cup and suddenly her stomach went to a knot, which is like, oh my God, half a cup of vodka and Sprite that fast. Maybe
that's not. That's so sad.
Yeah. And then basically she couldn't leave her room for 2 days because it upset her stomach because like she's older, more sensitive and like probably a little bitter. Because that's what she said, because I used to be able to have fun. When I would drink and now, you know, it's either that she gets too sick or straight to sleep. And she's just trying to basically catch up on life that was stolen from her. And it's so sad.
It is. Like, it is so messed up. I'm very glad that she was afraid of her conservatorship this year because that was so fucked up.
Yeah. And like, I don't know about y'all, but my like first thing was like, do they have a prenup? Because I'm protective over my girl. And turns out it's all good because they do. Apparently it's pretty ironclad and he won't receive, Sam, won't receive like any of her money, especially like any money of her past earnings, which I think is the majority of her earnings anyway. So I was just, you know, I just wanted to share that as well with y'all. I don't know if y'all are worried, but I was.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a thing where it's like, even if you have nothing, like you probably should just get a prenup when you get married anyways, just to like have it on paper just in case. Maybe I'm a cynic, I don't know, but I just think everyone should have one. And I also think like, obviously, yes, we're concerned. We're worried about Britney. She's been taken of advantage. Like people have like, literally like held her life hostage in the past.
Yep.
Like she's been with Sam for a long time and they are a good, like he is not the one that I am like super concerned about because for a long time it didn't look like the conservatorship would ever be lifted. And so it's like you would never, like at what point would you be able to get anything?
Yes.
From her, right.
Exactly.
So, but I'm glad she has the prenup. I think everyone should have one.
God. Yeah, and they have separate bank accounts too, which I thought was interesting. That he felt like he needed to share all of this, but you know.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of eyes are on him being like, well, are you gonna like mess things up?
Listen, we're very protective. We'll come for you.
And we get to continue being protective because these men are just not willing to let Brittany move on with her life and live a happy life because her ex-husband came to her wedding with a knife.
Sorry, you said ex-husband. Let's let people know because this is her first husband. Okay. So before K-Fed, and the two were married, drum roll please, because less than 3 days in 2004 before an annulment. How literally. Dare he? Okay, but anyway, sorry.
Literally. Yeah, so this is Jason Alexander. Some people may not have heard of him because, again, you think of just like Brittany and K-Fed.
Yes, he's irrelevant.
And he showed up with a freaking knife and was like live streaming himself at the wedding with the knife. No. Like, it's for what reason?
And, like, what did he think? You know, like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Because what did you think was going to happen to you, dude? And thankfully, like, he, you know, he wasn't able to make contact with the singer. And then the cops arrested him. So, like, we're fine. But how horrible and scary is that? Because I think he was able to get into her house.
Literally, he got into her house.
Yeah.
And TMZ also has an article saying that she's, like, fired her whole security team because she's like, well, you obviously, like, are not caring about my security.
Yeah, they all. And she has a restraining order now. A 3-year restraining order. And he, I think, has, like, a felony stalking charge now, which is, like, what is up with these men? Like, get over yourself.
Like, when was the last time you think Brittany has spoken to this man? Like,
or thought about him?
Like, never.
Yeah, it's just, it's horrible. But, like, thankfully she's okay and everyone else is okay and she has a new security team. But, yeah, they're complete. All of them are replaced. And losers being losers. But Brittany looked amazing. She's married and we love it.
Yes, protect Brittany at all costs.
That part, okay? I love it. But now, that was like our 1D, right? Like divorce, because now we have to get to the second D.
So it was divorce, like, but also wedding.
Yes. Listen, we just had to make the thing catchy. Okay. Leave us alone. the title. But should we take a break before we get to this one?
Yes, we should absolutely take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
Yes. This one is like a lot. So, you know, I like needed to sandwich it a little. And I'm not going to go super into detail, but I want to say, like, maybe you fast forward about 5 minutes if you don't want to listen to this. Because we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson. And if you or someone you know is a survivor of sexual assault, contact the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 or www.rainwith2ns.org for more help, you know, if this brings up stuff for you. So I wanted to make that note as we move forward, but Deshaun Watson, y'all. Okay. You know, I feel like because I'm so into sports, this stuff just like constantly comes up. And I want to make it clear because people are going to be like, what the F? Why is this pop culture? But like, y'all know I'm from Oklahoma. Okay. And Deshaun Watson is currently the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. What does that have to do with me? Well, OU's quarterback, Baker Mayfield, is also the quarterback for Cleveland Browns. And you was like, who the hell is Baker Mayfield? Maybe you've seen him in the Progressive commercials, the like protect my house, where it's a stadium. Haha, so funny. Is it Progressive, Allstate, whatever, one of those commercials. Maybe
I get different ads than you. I don't know.
Exactly. Maybe I'm, you know, not a real Baker Mayfield fan. So anyway.
Oh, wow. How dare you?
Yeah. Listen, I'll fight. for everyone, for OU players. So anyway, so yeah, so that's what I'm like already a little salty about Deshaun Watson. You know, I feel like I have to name my bias. That's, you know, just normal.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I feel like we don't have to be biased because this man, okay, has, and I quote, because New York Times like did an expose right as we recorded last week.
Yep.
So that's why we're a week late on this. But anyway, so New York Times like basically just wrote out this scathing expose on him, just like with how horrendous of a stuff he's done. Basically, he's charged of getting 66 different women. Okay. 66 different women, Kirsten. He's has been his massage therapist in 2 years, and he has been accused by at least 24, according to this article, but today it's up to 26, like two more are about to file suit, that have been assaulted in one way or the other by him. Those are just the ones coming forward. Okay. Why you need 66 different massage therapists?
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like, even if, you know, we didn't have all of these reports coming in and all of the other context, if you tell me someone has had 66 massage therapists in 3 years, I'm going to be asking questions, because like, getting a massage is like really intimate. And so I feel like I would be like, okay, I find like the one or two massage therapists that like do a good job that I will continue to see forever until the day I die.
Yeah. Right. And I believe they actually like asked, this was on Twitter, but a few like news, sports reporters asked like Hall of Famer, like in a Hall of Famer, like how many massage therapists have you had in your like 11-year career or something? And that person was like two.
Yeah. Well, because you find the person and then you get them. And then if you're like a high power, like NFL person making a ton of money, you can make it worth those people's while to be your massage therapist.
Exactly. Like, do people understand? Like, this is not normal behavior. Like, 66 is ridiculous. And then I just love it because there's some experts from the deposition on the New York Times article. And I love it because it's like, can you explain why you reached out to her on Instagram rather than just a therapist you had used before? This is just about a flight attendant who had begun taking massage therapy classes. Okay, this man makes $230 million. That's his current contract, I believe, with the Browns. So don't you want to not mess up your body?
That's the thing too. Like, you don't need the discount to get a student to do your massage at that point in time.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, why? He's like, why did you do that? Well, because I needed massage therapy. But like, couldn't you have used someone else? Yeah, I could have, but I didn't. You could have used the Texans, right? Because listen, NFL teams, y'all, they're no joke. They have strength and conditioning coaches and then like gaggle of people around. But he's just like, yeah, I definitely could have, but I didn't. I didn't. And just like constantly. And then, and I do want to say he did like support Black businesses where he's like purchasing 30 bottles of this woman's like $40 cleanser. But I think even then this person was like, no, this is weird. Like, he's asking me to meet at a hotel that the Houstonian, because he used to be with the Houston Texans, with the Texans before he is now with the Browns. And this is where all this stuff happened.
That's the thing too, where it's like, okay, yes, he did a good thing of supporting Black-owned business, but he also allegedly done a lot of very, very, very bad things, and that doesn't, like, even out.
Yes. And this person, like, wasn't comfortable because they were like, well, I don't want to go because I don't know your girl. You know, I know your girlfriend, and, like, this is weird. And, you know, she wanted to keep things professional and respectful. And he was like, no, this is okay here. This is where it gets wild. Because then he's like, no, almost definitely. Always professional. He texted back. I even have an NDA. I have therapist sign.
To me, like, and like, again, here's the thing. On its face, there's nothing wrong with having NDAs, like, if you're a powerful person.
Right.
But in this conversation, that doesn't really make you feel more comfortable or safer. Like, what?
What? And this is my favorite quote, like not quote, but the favorite line of the article, because it says Watson didn't explain in the next text how the woman would benefit from signing a document meant to protect him. And truer words have not been said.
Literally, like,
just horrible.
If y'all. My concern is that this is not professional and you say it's fine, I have an NDA, so you can't talk about it. That doesn't reassure me.
Exactly. And like, and then other stuff, like I said, I don't really want to like talk through like all the acts, but like, you know, things just like escalated and he asked for favors and sexual things, blah, 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 horrible things. And I like, it's just, it's wild. You should read the New York Times article if you're okay with it. But also he got help from the Texans. Like the literally, they were like, where did you get said NDA from? And he just said, well, I just found it in my locker. And he named the person that gave it to him.
Yeah, that's not something you just find in your locker.
Like, no. What? Because literally this person, Brent Nakera is his name, a former Secret Service agent who's now the Texans director of security. This is what I mean when I say they have FU money and they can get him a good massage therapist. And like he put it there after Watson told him about it in like this person's Instagram post, like one of the people he's messaging.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay. So then people knew what you're doing and then helped you cover up. Like it's exactly. Just so disgusting.
And two grand juries in Texas, like, failed to charge him criminally. They said to charge him criminally. And the NFL is still considering whether to discipline him or not. And he got another job, a 5-year, $230 guaranteed contract.
Well, I mean, the NFL, like, historically speaking, not doing good work when their athletes do all kinds of horrible things, like assault, sexual assault, violent crimes. They're like, it's fine. Like, you can throw a ball.
Like, you can do it, but kneel down? Absolutely not. Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, y'all, like, if you want to know more, read it. But, like, I just had to bring this because I feel like it's a trending topic. Because I remember when he got, first of all, I was horrible. I was like, where's Baker Mayfield going? But when he got to the Browns, everyone was like, someone, you know, check the massage parlors. Like, that was the joke.
That is, yeah, like, so everyone just knows. Yeah,
it's horrible. And a lot of people, like, and I think a few women, like, back down because and stopped suing him because of a privacy and security concerns.
It's just horrible. Like, we really need to do better to protect women from, like, these predators.
Yeah, and, like, guess
what? Like, this is predator behavior. This is not just, like, one time someone makes a mistake or anything like that. Like, this is, like, a heavy pattern of behavior that they know is wrong enough to go to security and be like, how do I protect myself from this? Like,
it's horrible. And I literally want to fight everyone involved in this. And listen, even if it was only one person, how dare you do it to one person?
Well, I
know what you mean. Trying like, to say like that it's a one-time okay. offense. No, totally.
But like, when I talk about like one time making a mistake, I don't mean sexual assault.
No, of course. But you're just saying like this is a pattern.
Like this is a huge pattern of like literally being a predator. Like it's
exactly
not okay. Just because someone can like throw a ball well, doesn't mean that they are just allowed to do whatever they want to whoever they want.
And stop throwing your goods to people that don't want it, weirdo.
Like, and that's the other thing too, is it's like, this is like a hugely successful NFL football player. Yeah. There's people that want to see it. Go be with them.
That will happily, like consensually, like weirdo. Yeah. God.
Like, stop it.
It's just so weird. 66 women in the span of 17 months. I was saying 3 years. Let me rephrase. That's horrible.
That's less than a year and a half.
Yes.
Disgusting. For 66. That is more than. No, absolutely not. No.
Mm-mm. I'm like, have I done 66 podcasts in 17 months?
Okay, well, that's crazy. You definitely have.
But you know, that's the point. That's how ridiculous this man is.
literally disgusting. Anybody who like propped him up or protected him or prevented this from getting out, anyone who did not charge him in a grand jury, you're trash and I hate you.
Yep. And apparently the NFL is getting that's what I want to end with, is like getting nearing the end of the investigation, but no timeline was provided on when a discipline officer would issue a ruling, but allegedly, June 30th is considered an important date. Girl, bye, is how I feel about it. But I just had to share it.
Because you had to share it
a few times.
And I think, like, the other thing, too, is it's, like, big athletes, like, they fall under the realm of celeb. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And anytime someone's making that many millions of dollars, like, they're free game to be talked about on the pod.
Exactly. It's, like, $230 million. I said dollar.
Literally, if someone came to me right now and was like, $230, I'd be like, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right?
$230 million. Oh my God.
Guaranteed. Can you imagine? God, why couldn't I have? You know what? I want to be Paris Hilton's dog. You know, like, what a life I would lead. So, like, this one.
Put her
I think
on a
about.
Leash. She's yeah, ready.
Listen, where have you seen that dog on a leash? She holds that baby. That baby don't walk. Okay.
You're right.
Listen.
You would probably fit in a handbag, too.
100%. I have tried. But yes, it's just. Anyway, I'm so over these athletes getting away with this kind of stuff. And Deshaun Watson is just the latest. Like, hire Colin Kaepernick. Why not? Instead. Let's just do that.
Like, okay. You could just have someone better.
But yes.
Okay. So this is the trend of us just, like, getting mad, I guess, this episode. Because, like, Brittany, like, we had some good stuff, but we still had to get mad at her stupid... dumb Jason Alexander, and then Deshaun Watson, obviously we're furious, and then we are a bit late, but we did just want to touch on the verdict in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation trial. Obviously when we first started talking about this case, it was only Johnny Depp's evidence had been presented. We had not heard any of Amber Heard's evidence, and they had not concluded the trial. So we kind of were in a situation where we had to be like, well, it looks bad, but like, we don't know what's coming. And now we have the full trial, and I have had the opportunity to look back at some of the information from the UK trial that happened previously, which Johnny Depp did lose.
And you had brought up when we first talked about it also.
Yeah, but now I know a little bit more about it. Just a little bit. Exactly. I'm not by any means an expert, but I do feel like we should correct. Like, we did not have all the details right when we talked about it before. Specifically, he was not burned with a cigarette. She was burned with a cigarette.
Yeah.
So we fully had some details wrong, and we're sorry. And obviously, like, when we get stuff wrong, we want to come back and share the real information. But... So basically,
accountability. We love it.
I'm happy to be held accountable. Thank you. Listen. And thank you to all the people who sent like resources and sources to go through and learn a little bit more about this trial. Because like the way I felt from day one was like, regardless of what happens here, this is going to be bad things for our society. And I think I was right. Unfortunately, I wish I wasn't.
Very much.
If you're going to read one article about the whole situation, I would recommend it's in the present page. And Michael Hobbs wrote a very long article. If you listen to the podcast Maintenance Phase, you know Michael Hobbs from that. He used to be on You're Wrong About. And he's just like very intelligent, really good at research, and really good at understanding like primary sources and that kind of situation. So He really does a deep dive into the whole relationship, which some stuff that we did not queue up. There's a 23-year age difference between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. They met when she was 23. So in addition to him being like more successful, having more money, having more support, having more fame, he also has the power advantage of being like significantly older than her. So that's an important aspect of the relationship. If you like read through like, I can't stomach like going through detail by detail, but read the article on the present page. It's on readthepresentpage.com because it really goes through and it lays out, you know, over the years, how the relationship developed, how the patterns of abuse developed. And the thing is like, it's sadly all too typical. Like, it's not really a strange story for anyone who like has either like been through domestic abuse or knows anyone who's been through domestic abuse. Like, it's very textbook.
Yep.
Like textbook abuser, textbook victim. The whole situation is like very clear. And as things happened and things got more physical, Amber Heard had so much more evidence than any other domestic violence abuse victim ever has. She had photos, she had text messages, she had witnesses to substantiate. And that's why when you come into the UK trial that he lost, which was against the Sun, because the Sun called him a wife beater, he said that that was libel. And the court said, no, we can definitively prove 12 instances at least of abuse based on all of Amber Heard's testimony.
Yeah.
And not just testimony, photos, contemporaneous communications, witnesses, tapes, and video of what happened. So there is a lot of documentation, more documentation than pretty much anyone would have. So this trial has kind of become the like poster child for like, oh, well, we believe victims except when they're not perfect, basically. And so at the end of the day, a lot of people don't like Amber Heard. A lot of people don't like the way she communicates. A lot of people don't like the way she retaliated for. None of that means that she deserves what she got or that she's lying. Even if you don't like someone, that does not mean that they deserve this. The relationship went for years. It went back and forth. And the article that this entire defamation suit was over was literally like it barely even said anything about him. Like,
yeah,
by name, it basically just was like, oh, she's talking about having like a bad relationship. And so it's really a dangerous precedent that was allowed forward, because it's not even obviously about him. Like, they brought forward, you know, a Disney representative who did not even know about the article, and that's not why Johnny Depp was fired, right? Like, they could definitively prove it. We talked in our first portion about the color correcting palette by Milani, and after going back and actually looking at the like court from that day, it was not presented as this is the specific palette she used. It was like the lawyer had gone to the store and bought a palette to like have an example of like this is the kind of thing she would have used. And so little things like that throughout the whole trial were completely used as like gotcha moments. But they were all taken like pretty much out of context, which is really messed up. The biggest one and the most effective one was talking about her charity donations.
Yes.
When Amber Heard and Johnny Depp got divorced, they negotiated a $7 million divorce settlement, and Heard announced that she was going to donate half to the ACLU and half to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. And basically it gets presented as she donated it, but she had not made like given all of the money. But what had happened was she had pledged it. She's had entered into an agreement with ACLU to give them the money over 10 years. She had entered into agreements to give the money. And the only reason those payments stopped was because the lawsuit started taking so like all of her resources. And she reached out to them basically saying like, I intend to give you this money, but I can't right now. So it's not a gotcha at all. The article really goes into like the depths of how serious it is that this is basically a tutorial on how to blame victims, how this is discrediting women, this is discrediting victims, and that basically this trial became the right's solution to the Me Too movement and just an opportunity to look at, oh, this is a woman who lies, this is a woman who's a manipulator. But if you actually look at all of the facts of the case and not just the little TikTok clips.
Yes.
And if you recognize as well that this is a real trial with real people about real domestic violence, and it's not about being on a team or cheering someone on, I think it's just really important that we use, I think, this experience to be a little bit more critical about how we're looking at things and just think about it on a human level as well. After this trial, there's already evidence that now Brad Pitt is likely going to take Angelina Jolie to court for selling her shares of a company. You're allowed to sell your shares of a company after you get divorced. Like, are you kidding me? This is really pushing forward for, you know, especially powerful men to take advantage of the system to further victimize people. And
yeah. And like, and for all, like, and I include us, you know, in it, where I think it's just where sometimes we get so caught up in like the headlines or, I mean, and we did research, like, I want to make that clear, but at that moment, it's just
the information
wasn't there, as opposed to now. And which is why I want to say, like, we waited so long because we wanted to like read everything and really look at it and understand. And if anyone has, you know, taken any psychology class, you know, like, intimate partner violence doesn't equal like one person being the perpetrator at all times and then the second person just kind of sits there and does nothing. You know, like, that's just, it's not true. And it's especially not true in these moments, you know, where she did maybe fight back a lot of the times, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's just, it's so frustrating for me, at least as a woman, to like constantly, you know, hear like, we have to be this like perfect victim, right? Where we can't be too strong, which she was in certain cases and fought back. Oh, that's bad. But if you're too docile, well, you have all this money. Why wouldn't you leave?
And then it's like, oh, you fight back, but you said something that was untoward.
Yes. Like, and it's people, like, if someone's beating the life out of you, like, wouldn't you?
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, if it basically sends the message that you can get beaten up many times, you can have photos, you can have witnesses, you can have all the evidence you need, and it doesn't matter if people decide they don't like you. I saw a lot of really, really negative stuff about, oh, well, I believe women, but just not Amber Heard. Like, that is one of the most fucked up things I've ever heard in my life. And really, if you have legitimately had that thought, I need you to just take a look at your life, take a look at your choices, because that is really messed up. And just because you don't like someone does not mean that they're not telling the truth. Just because you don't like someone does not mean that bad things do not happen to them. And I just think we all need to be a little bit more careful, because every kind of court decision like this just makes the world more dangerous for women that you know.
Yeah. And like I said, we don't want to necessarily believe one side over the other, but at that point, that's what we knew. And at this point, this is what we know. And that's the reality of it. And it's just, understand all of our privilege to be able to podcast about it and talk about it and tweet about it instead of live it. You know, that's just another thing we just have to be careful about. And we talked about the psychologist too, right, Kirsten, where it was like, oh, there was mutual abuse, so they both did it. And that's where it's like, this is part of her not being the perfect victim, but that doesn't equal she's not, you know, believable. But what's new, right? Like, it's like, this is years and years of men getting away with shit.
Yeah. And also, just for the record, the jury for this was not sequestered because it was a civil suit. So, yeah, that's, I think if something's high profile, the jury should be sequestered. Yeah, because they both got damages. And so, basically, the verdict itself does not actually,
it doesn't make sense.
Basically, the damages are different. So basically,
yes.
Johnny Depp sued for defamation, and then Amber Heard had a countersuit. So Depp got $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. And then Heard got $2 million in compensatory damages. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not, like, fully understanding. Right. But so, like, compensatory damages are like substantial damages, and like those are like losses of money as far as I understand, versus punitive would be more like reputation based type stuff.
Wow. One man was allowed to stay in the jury pool after revealing a text from his wife that read, "Amber is psychotic."
Literally. Yeah. Like, literally, because this, again, like, the material of the case was on proving whether domestic violence had occurred or not heard.
Yes.
Or not occurred. But it was all couched in being a defamation trial. So it was a civil trial, not a criminal trial. So the jury just got to be out in the world, even though it was one of the most high profile court case, at least at the time, and like if not since like OJ, I guess there's been other ones, but like literally it felt like OJ.
Yeah. But it's true. It really did. And yeah, and she was found liable, is what happened. But it's just, it's so interesting because I was also reading like kind of things that explained the verdict a little bit. And like literally almost every single one was like, well, it's not normal for both parties to get money or both parties to kind of get, like, even though obviously it's a very vastly different like amounts even. But even then they're like, so then what does that mean? Like, who is right? And to me, like, I'm dumbing everything down, but like, to me, that equals, right? Like, we shouldn't even take a side. Cause like, look, they both, the jury ended up finding stuff for both of them.
It's just so weird. Like, the whole situation is so weird. It is setting back so much.
Yes.
For victims of intimate partner violence. Like, this is, and then also I would just caution to anyone who has been posting their, you know, opinions on this case and calling Amber Heard all kinds of crazy names. She's probably not going to see what you post, but you definitely know people who have been victims of intimate partner violence, whether you know it or not, and they're seeing what you have to say. And they now know that you're not a safe person to go to. And so that at least should matter to you.
But yeah, so
this is just a week of getting angry about everything.
I know, right? Oh my God, it really was. That's why we prepped for this, mentally maybe more than anything else. But
I tried really hard.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for like bringing this to us, Kirsten, and like for just, you know, I think like that's the point of this podcast. Like, we're silly, but we also want to model accountability. And like, what we're not going to do, you know, is just like be hypocrites. And if we yell at these, you know, celebrities for this stuff, we're going to yell at ourselves too. And you. So it's just, that's the reality of the situation, and things change, and we'll be better about, I think, like naming that, like, this is just what we know right now. That doesn't mean our opinions won't change tomorrow. That's like the scientific process. I'm just kidding.
Because we are scientists. First and foremost, this is a science podcast.
Listen, women in STEM. I love it. But yeah, so, you know, it's just understand what we say. This is true for all of us, like intention versus impact. And, you know, I don't want to like preach anymore, but it's just that it is what it is. And like, just be careful. And even saying like, oh, I'm so over it, it's like, I hear you. And like, then like, don't don't tweet it or don't talk about it. And that's it. And that's also fine. Like, I think for me personally, I haven't talked about it because like, it's too close to home and I'm over it and I don't want to hear it. But that doesn't equal, you know, anything else. That's the reality, period.
I think it's easy for people that haven't like done any sort of a deep dive or maybe like understand any aspects of it, or that and like have the privilege to not have, you know, intimate partner violence hit close to home. It's really easy to be like, oh, I'm just over it and I don't want to hear about it anymore. But that not everyone is going to understand like where that comes from, and so it doesn't like, make you look good.
Yeah, and like, and the media has a way of sensationalizing things where everything's like shoved down our throat. So like, a concession to you as well on that. And it is frustrating because sometimes you're like, this is real life and we're watching it like a freaking Netflix TV show. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
But yeah, that
Should we take a little break to catch our breath before we get into the last little bit of the pod?
Let's do it.
Everyone should take a deep breath. Everybody, we will be right back. And we are back. Do you feel better? I don't feel better. Yeah,
I know, right? it's like we didn't get the break. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think this is like our last story before we go into anonymous.
Yes.
But this was wild. Thanks to Kelly. I think that's how you say it. Kelly is like amazing because they, I think, even were like, Mess Magnus renewed. Yes, thank God. I think they were like the first. They were the first.
I think they were the first ones to notice.
Yeah. So thank you. I appreciate you. We see you. But they tagged us in this, which thank you was a great reminder when we were going through today and being like, what do we need to cover again?
Literally.
I don't know about y'all, but a week, like last week feels like 10 years ago.
At least.
So we'll forget everything. Even though we screenshot stuff and send to each other.
Literally, like our Sasha and I's DMs is sick. Because it's all just like articles of like the most unhinged things that have ever happened.
Yeah. And then we have to be like, oh, this is too bad. We can't talk about it. Okay, this is good.
Oh, this works. This one, no, can't do it today.
Listen, that Lambda sent whatever. How do you say it? Sentient? The Google thing.
Oh, needs to, yeah.
Like, automate itself to like just pick stories for us. Like,
I would love sentient AI to pick what we talk about.
And I won't take advantage of you and I won't use you. Like, I'll be honest with you, that's your role.
Yeah, I'll be friends with you. I'm on the side of technology when the robots take over. Just
listen. I'll jump ship quickly.
Yeah, I want to be very much here.
Listen, after this episode today, isn't it obvious we're over humans? Like, I'm pretty sure you know this. Google AI, call us.
Thanks, Google. Call me.
Yes.
Okay, so.
All right.
This story is like one of the bleaker things because, you know, when it first happened, you see Rebel Wilson posts a picture with like a partner. And I was just like, oh, this is so cute and happy. Yay. But then you hear about the rest.
Oh, horrible. And I want to say, like, I was on like a 50% Zoom call with Rebel for work. And like it,
okay.
Like Rebel is like the sweetest, like nicest person. It was like all teenagers. Rebel like sat through, answered all of their questions. Like, you know, just like so kind with her time. You know, she was she is such a big, like star, but to really like sit through, and she was paid, I know, but still, it's just, it was so kind the way she did it. You know, like she wasn't just kind of like, yeah, I'm just like looking at my phone and getting through it. Like she was in it. She's like, guys, don't feel bad. Ask me whatever question you want. So like, I'm in with Rebel. So that's why I'm pissed for real because it turns out, and to me, the jokes write itself. And like, I really feel like we should have named this podcast SMH, but maybe not. because Rebel Wilson came out, like Kristen said, but it wasn't entirely up to her, which is horrible. Australian paper called Sydney Morning Herald, which is at SMH
literally
on Twitter. And I'm just like you, irony.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, idiot. We all are, boo. Because this man, Andrew, again, how do you say his last name? Honorary? Like, I don't know if that's like me being super Southern or literally, Hornery.
I think it's Hornery.
Okay, cool. Sarah, please correct me. listen, she'll do it. I know.
She'll with her accent. It's not even going to sound like what either of us said.
That's correct. You're right. Okay. I like have the most horrible, confusing accent in the world. So he basically like wrote this whole article or sent her an email is what he's saying. It was like, to her PR.
Yeah. He was like, you're in a relationship with Ramona Agrima. Would you care to comment?
Yeah, he literally was like, I'm a journalist hoping I could get a comment about her new relationship. While I realize Rebel's partner has not been mentioned yet, I have several sources who have confirmed their status and I have enough detail to publish. However, in interest of transparency and fairness, before publishing, I'm reaching out to Rebel to see if she'll engage in what I believe she is happy and unexpected news story. In what I believe, is a happy, unexpected news story, especially given the recent Pride celebrations. My deadline is Friday, 1 p.m. And he,
yeah, and
what?
So, yeah, he, and then so. Rebel is like, you know what? I'm just going to post a picture with my partner because that's what I want to do. And this man is like mad that she like undermined his article.
Yes, because and he now deleted it. And basically they've put out another statement instead. Mm-hmm. Not like he kind of apologized, but not like. I didn't feel like he actually apologized, but he was basically like, it's not our business to out people, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Like just making just a whole bunch of hot air. But it just, and he did say like what we got wrong about the story, but in his original story, he literally wrote that he outed her. Like, can you imagine the chutzpah to do that to someone?
He, like, had a sentence that's like, oh, I just don't think outing someone, like, is a thing anymore in 2022.
Yeah.
And also, to make it all, like, that much worse is the columnist is also gay. So you'd think that he would understand,
God.
Like, the concept of someone not being ready to come out.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just none of it makes sense. It's so horrible and unfortunate. And the fact that he just kind of like wrote about it in his article, you know, like technically people wouldn't have known, right? He would have just made the article like Rebel Wilson just posted about it, but he wanted to be like, no, I scooped it.
I knew before they told, like, what? All I need to say is if you go to the Sydney Morning Herald website and you look up Andrew Hornery, he's already paying for his crimes with that hairline.
Oh, Lord. But it's not wrong.
Listen,
ugly will catch up to you. If you're ugly on the inside, it's going to come out. What can I say?
It's
look at the KKK people, how they look. But anyway. I really have to say.
I love you so much.
Oh my God. But it's just like, it's so weird because he literally said instead of outing out, he erred on the side of caution. Like, because I gave them 2 days to comment on it. Who are you?
No, like what you did was you gave her a 2-day deadline to decide if she was going to come out or if she was going to be outed. That's not a decision.
Oh my word. Like, it's wild. And I couldn't believe it, if I'm being honest about this whole thing. And she like tweeted saying, you know, it was a hard situation, but handling it with grace, blah, blah, blah. That's kinder than what I would be.
When he's like, oh, I'm sorry. She had a hard time with this. That wasn't my intention. Well, what was your intention?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
sir, you're unwell.
I can't believe it. And you know, this is again, like where, I can't believe that folks are, you know, like that much entitled. Like the entitlement is, I think, what is pissing me off because I read the article, the original, I just can't find it anymore, but it doesn't matter because he basically was just like, we were asking standard questions. What does it matter? Blah, blah, blah. And I was baffled that he literally did this and his entitlement to like have that much access to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like they've had this stuff before where that like they've apologized to Mardi Gras founders because like they underlined their own acknowledgement that discrimination towards gay rights protesters was wrong and unjust. Like, they just, like, what? They just, like, forget this kind of stuff. And it's horrible.
All I know is this man has a private Instagram now. And
he, as he should. Okay.
I'm assuming he got bullied into private.
Listen, like I said, I think we talked about this. Actions have consequences. And I don't believe in cancel culture, but consequence culture exists. And do stupid things get stupid prizes. And you, mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I don't feel bad for these kinds of people. I just, and that's who I am as a person. Like, I have so much compassion for people that deserve it, and I'll fight for them, but like, I'll fight you also.
And I think that I can agree with that. I feel like that's why we make such a good pair, Sasha, that's because like, we both will like, we will fight for you, but we'll also fight you.
Because it's just, it's truly so gross. And like, to, you know, just for what? So you can get clicks on your website.
And like, you, like, ugh. You didn't give her an option.
That's what I'm saying. And I just, and to include that in her story.
Like, literally, for him to sit on his op-ed and be like, well, as a gay man, I understand it. Then why'd you do it? Like, why did you do that?
And, like, and I'm a straight cis person, so, like, I can't comment on that. But like, it's not, you're a gay man, you know, she's whatever she identifies as.
You don't know how she identifies.
Other person. Yeah, so, like, I can't even say. But, like, you're not her, and she's not you. That's it. We don't speak for other people.
Exactly.
And they're, like, their way of being. Who are you, loser?
Mm-hmm. Literally.
So, yeah, we'll fight
literally, you. Who are you, loser?
Yeah, that should have been the name of
the episode. That should have been the name of the episode.
Oh, my God.
Can we end with, like, one good news?
Yes, please.
Dude, Tom Hiddleston's engaged, and I, like, only want good things. I don't know anything really about Tom Hiddleston as a person, but I just, like, want good things for him. And if he's canceled, ooh, I'm sorry, and I don't want good things for him.
Yeah, I don't believe he is, but, like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't, we shouldn't just, this is how we get in trouble. But wait, listen.
What was his Golden Globes speech that he got in trouble for?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm into it. And I love that he also talked about, because I looked him up, and Tom Hiddleston and Lily James talk about justice for Pamela Anderson.
Incredible.
As far as, like, Loki and just, like, everything to her.
I love, do you remember when Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift were in a PR relationship for, like, five minutes?
You cannot tell me it was PR.
Sorry. He was wearing a shirt that said I Heart TS.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the most. I don't know anyone who thinks that relationship was real.
First
except
of all,
for like
Karthik
one person
would
who
wear
need to be picked
a I Heart Sasha shirt or I Heart SJ. He would do it.
That's because you're a demon.
No lights detected there.
But like, it was, like, very clearly, it was so weird. He went to, like, two things with her and then was at her 4th of July party, and that was all they were ever seen. It was certainly a PR relationship, okay?
Please,
but I just...
stop the madness.
So
what, is this engagement PR too, Kirsten?
I don't know anything about the relationship, which makes me believe it's real.
Mm.
I don't think every relationship is PR.
No, but you do.
But I think a lot of them are, and I think the more we look at these relationships, the more you can see, like, some PR elements.
I will be the only point of dissension between us. Is
you just believe everything is real. Everyone's in love.
Yes.
No.
I love love. Gosh darn it.
I love love too, but it's not always love. Sometimes it's business.
Oh my God.
Listen, I would get in a PR podcast relationship if I could. Like,
who wouldn't? I mean, especially if it's like, ooh.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, listen, like, obviously, like, I have a boyfriend now, so I can't get in a PR relationship. But,
well,
like,
yeah.
Look at these, like, power couples in the podcast community, right? Like, Puyana.
So, I'm going to call Puya and be like, Kirsten is saying PR.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But, like, it helps them from a public relations standpoint, and they're in love.
Yeah. For one. We love it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, to me, it's just it. Works out.
Funny. I don't know anything about Tom Hiddleston's fiance, so like, I assume that it's real.
Yeah.
Oh, anyone who like stays mostly private, I feel like is real.
God, it's just so wild. Like, I'm telling you, it's just like wild things. I don't believe in. I don't know what else to tell you. Like,
whatever.
I have to wear a shirt because I called I Heart Love. Even PR Love.
I'm going to make you a shirt that says I Heart KM for me. And then we'll go to the beach.
Exactly. I love it. And I'll make you walk around. We'll be power couple. I love it.
As we should.
As we are.
Okay. Should we get shirts that say I Heart MM for I Heart Mess?
Yeah. But that's not a PR relationship. That's a
real No, that's love real, I baby. Have.
Yeah. We love the messengers.
We do love the messengers. We do. Okay.
Oh my
Speaking
God.
Of messengers, should we talk about some
I have one more story I forgot about.
What do you do?
But it's like, I'm sorry. It's just like a silly, not, it's not silly, but like, it's
no,
wild.
Please do
It's
not
a
apologize.
Bollywood story. So I feel like I wanted to bring it.
Okay.
But there's this actor called Salman Khan, who is like one of the bigger superstars. I'm not a fan, but it's okay. And like he's the host of Big Boss, which is the Big Brother version
yes.
of India.
I know one thing about Big Boss, and that it's that yes. one year that man was in solitary confinement and threw his urine yes. on someone out of the bucket.
Yeah, and the main one, the Pooja, what is this behavior? That's from Big Boss. Oh my God. You're dying for it. That I don't know if anyone's seen that video. It's from Big Boss. Because they were like doing chores and they started fighting.
So funny.
Yes. So yeah, he's a whole, but like, again, that is like the smallest thing he does. I want to make that clear. And he's known for like being like a playboy, constantly single. That's why it reminded me.
Okay.
We were talking about relationships. He has definitely like killed, like as in shot, black bucks, which are, you know, not
oh my God.
Endangered animals. Allegedly ran over someone that was asleep on the street, a homeless
person. Oh my God.
Yes. And like his supporters, like, don't come for me, please. It's just, I'm reporting it. It happened. and now he has like a brand called Being Human. Okay. Anyway, my cousin's like a huge fan. So like, she's going to kill me after this podcast. But anyway, the truth is the truth. Okay. So turns out like a few days ago, he was nearly killed by a sharpshooter.
Oh my
by,
God.
Like, yeah. Sent by
what?
Like, a dawn, like a dawn in India. Like,
what?
Yes. Apparently, like, there's like murder, the Indian police was like investigating. And then it, like, one of the twists that came out of the murder. So basically, the murder was, over like a he's not a politician, but he like ran in Punjab and they stopped his security. And then the next day he died. He was shot.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like investigating like what happened. And turns out, and this was like in a whole nother state, but this person's also like a singer. So, you know, he's like famous celeb. And turns out there was a connection to Salman Khan and it was a sharpshooter. Like literally was outside his house. And the name of the guy is Lawrence Bishnoi. And his men conducted a recon on Salman Khan. Lawrence Bishnoi, sorry, is not the Don. Yeah, he is. But he didn't do it himself. I want to make that clear. Please, God. And discovered that the actor, like, did not accompany like security guards when he's cycling in the morning. So the assassins were aware that the actor was vulnerable at that time. But however, yeah, on the D-Day, sharpshooters were about to carry out the plan and Salman Khan was about to leave the house and an escort from Mumbai police who was at the gate escorted the actor, because he just happened to have he had to go somewhere that day. And then that alarmed the sharpshooter and they decided now was not the time.
Well, and so it also, like, just on a quick, like, Google search, it looks like yes. there was also, like, a letter, like, threatening him.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the letter. Oh, my God. Look at this. But I bet they get letters all the time because they're just so famous.
No, but this letter said you will end up, like, Muswala.
Oh, and that's who's, like, yeah, it was in connection with.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? This is wild. I'm very glad that we are not often getting stories about sharpshooters. What? That is so scary.
God.
That is literally so scary.
Exactly. It just, it's wild. I couldn't believe it. And I forgot about it. Like, I'd made a note to bring it up. And y'all, it's just like, Bollywood is wild. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah. So just like, you know, watch these streets. And what I find is weird because, like Salman Khan, I don't know, cause I'm not like a super fan, but like Shah Rukh Khan, who I'm in love in, super fan, whatever, people are outside his house every day. Like, he has armed, like, balcony. His balcony is armed with a glass. And he comes out in that glass every morning, I think, to like wave at people. So to me, I'm like, yeah. So like, I can't believe that this doesn't happen for every actor. I guess Shah Rukh Khan is just famous. If you look up Shah Rukh Khan house, like Mannat, yeah, people literally will go outside his house. And I could like look up his address and go. But anyway, there's a lot of pictures of him like waving. It's because he's waving to like fans. No, I will. Next time I'm in India, I'll just go be outside his house and just say hi, you know, not be a creeper. Wow. But that's like a thing. I don't know. Like, stars are like God in these. Cricketers, which is a sport. And oops, some people might not know.
They made us play cricket in gym class.
Really?
For me.
Like, Commonwealth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, not like a lot, but it happened more than once that I remember. Oh. Cricket in gym class.
Oh my god, I love it. Yeah, look up like Shah Rukh Khan house crowd. Anyway, obviously I have to bring up Shah Rukh Khan because obsession, but anyway, so yeah, the point is, like, if to me, I'm thinking like there's all these people outside one star's house, I just assumed it was outside the other star's house too.
You'd think.
But my god, everyone be careful. These stars gotta be careful. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, let's get into some anonymous.
Yes.
Because we have another phenomenal anonymous.
And we still have so many more.
Yeah, we've got some in the can, which is wonderful.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much to the messengers. You heard our call. You've started submitting more mess. Just because we have some already, like, please continue to send in your mess at tinyurl.com/messmagnets.
Yes.
Yeah, because we literally live for this. This is our favorite. So this one is an incredible story that I'm just so excited about. So this person, they start off with like, this is kind of a long one.
Yes.
But I have a cousin who has cheated on everybody he's ever dated. Okay.
That's already started.
Listen,
off
we then. All have a cousin. Like
that. Yes. Yes.
So he sets up his next relationship and starts dating the new person, sometimes for months until he ends his prior relationship. But often he tries to get the women to break up with him first if he won't have to do it. The mediocrity, literally.
I can't.
Like, you can't even break up with someone yourself? No.
What a guy, bro.
But I think a lot of people do that. Where they, like, try to get the person to break up with them. Not the cheating part. I don't know how much.
Yeah, I'm not cheated, but, like, I definitely don't like to break up. So, like, I might be so, like, mean sometimes. I have been when I was, like, 19, 20. And in my F-boy days. Like, yeah, I for sure was. Maybe I did this to a few people.
Yeah, this is definitely F-boy behavior.
Yeah, sorry to them.
Okay, so originally new women like wouldn't even know about prior girlfriends, but for the last few times he like gets lazy and just like starts dating new women and they totally know he's already in a relationship and it's like, I guess they just figure he'll change for them.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. That's what this messenger thinks.
They will never change for you. I want to make that clear. Okay, literally. You are not like a maid that is going to unpack their baggage. Don't do it.
No. Don't. Like, if they're cheating with you, they'll cheat on you.
You're not their housekeeper. Housekeepers get paid a lot of money, okay? You should, like, actually, they don't. But, you know, make your money, girl. Don't do it for free, baby.
Okay, so a couple of years ago in 2019, he proposed to his girlfriend and they planned their wedding. It got pushed 6 months due to COVID from November 2020 to June 2021. And he had his bachelor party last April 2021, While at his bachelor party, he meets a new girl and starts seeing her. She knew she met him at his bachelor party, but like she's like 23. So we're just assuming she's really naive. So he dates her for a month or so before his fiance gets suspicious and starts tracking his phone and realizes like he's not where he said he's going to be.
Is this real?
Like, they called off their wedding less than 2 weeks before it happened.
Oh,
like, like he had been dating someone since the bachelor party and didn't cancel the wedding until his like fiance found out. He had no intention of getting married, but he just like didn't do the work to break up with his fiance.
Oh, but what's the real? What?
Like, what is the reason? Like, what is wrong with people?
Oh, God. And so
it gets even messier here because it brings in family drama because he used this messenger's brother and brother's fiance as his alibi. So he would say that he was with his brother or with the cousin, I guess. And then the fiance called them and was like, where is he? And they were like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Also, this is horrible.
I didn't even read this parentheses before we started. I'm literally goofed.
Yeah. Also, this bothered them extra because their relationship started while my brother's fiance was in a prior relationship. So it's a touchy subject. Can you imagine? What? Ma'am, actually, I don't even know this person's a woman.
She says, that's a whole nother story. Send that story in.
Because what do you mean?
What? Okay, so now the cousin comes back and is like, okay, I didn't break up with her well, but it's because she was stealing money from him. So she was lying, the fiance was lying about how much their bills were to get him to send more money so that she could have a backup plan when he inevitably cheated and she could leave.
Wow, queen.
Listen, queen. I don't endorse lying about how much bills are, but I do endorse making cheaters literally pay.
Yeah. What do you mean? First of all, she's not lying. Here's the thing, listener, messenger, okay? How is she lying? Because the emotional labor she has to do is worth money, okay? So she tracked this phone. That's work. Okay, she probably doing his laundry because, you know, this loser probably don't do
He probably does not know
home.
How to do laundry.
Exactly. You know, his fiance probably does the dishes and cooks. Money. So to me, she's just underselling herself, as most women do.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
And then this word messenger says, TBH, I'm not even sure I'm mad at that because he is absolutely the worst.
Yeah,
and she wasn't wrong that he was going to cheat. Not sure if that's even true or if he just thought it would make a good cover story. But anyways, it's messy as hell. And that was the short version.
Oh,
I love our podcast. Thank you. Thank you for the mess.
Thank you. You are amazing. All of you messengers are amazing because what y'all families be doing, baby?
And that's the thing. Like, we specifically solicited workplace drama because that's always fun. Family drama? Also, if it's not my family, I would love to know about it.
I love it. I love it. And, like, definitely, like, listen, if it didn't incriminate people I know, like, I would share lots of, like, my college stories, but
oh my
I can't.
Because,
like, listen, I can't.
It's like, I don't even know how I could make mine anonymous.
That's my problem.
Because
I will laugh through it. I would literally laugh through it all and be like, this listener didn't give the whole story. This is what happened. It's like, how do I know?
I could literally see you being like, oh, actually, they forgot all this background info. And I'd be like, Sasha, how do you know that?
Because they DM'd me in my brain.
I love
this. As in, like, sorry that this has happened to all these people, that they got cheated on. They don't deserve it. But, like, this is the theme of the podcast. Not sadness, not us being angry, but stupid things should get stupid prizes. And that is what happened. And that's what we end with, is something good for your palate. Okay.
Yes, we love that. So I know, sorry that so much of this episode was a downer.
Yes.
But I think we ended on a high note and we'll be back next week with more mess and it will be so much fun.
Oh, it will. And we're going to cover J-Lo's halftime next week. So it will be covered probably many other places. But, you know, mess magnets got to do what mess magnets
got to
do.
We've all got a different lens.
Yes. So, and we won't do the whole episode. As in, we're not going to dedicate
that'll
the whole
just be like the headline.
Yes. It's just going to be the headline. So, like, get excited for it because maybe we'll drag some more people as always. What else do we do anyway?
Well, and I feel like it's probably occurring like at just about the halftime of like our total approved episode.
Oh,
like, it's kind of our halftime too.
Oh my God. Ugh, look at you. What? PR queen right here. We love it. That's probably why you know so much about PR relationships, because you're the PR queen.
I wish. I wish I was a PR queen and then I wouldn't live in like a crappy basement.
But it's true. Also, everyone, Kirsten's hair looks really good right now. I just needed everyone to know that. Because I'm at home, so like my camera setup is messy. So like I turned around and I'm like, whoa, blonde.
I turned around.
Right now, so I was like, oh, blonde hair. Yes.
It's because, you know, I started wearing my bonnet again at night.
As you listen, it looks beautiful. Listen, we gotta hype our friends up, okay?
Everyone? Thank you. Oh my God.
After roasting them, after roasting her ramen noodle.
Listen, I've made that joke countless times about my hair. It's
I
fine.
Know, but it doesn't look like that, so I needed to share it anyway.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Chris, let's wrap this up.
Yes, please.
Sasha, enough. Where can people find you, Kirsten?
Yes, so you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can catch me rewatching BoJack Horseman over on BoJack Horse Pod with the lovely Lindsay Wilson, and on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. Talking about Riverdale whenever there's new episodes, which it seems to be every other week right now at IDK. But yeah, follow me everywhere. Sasha, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04, where I'm, you know, just out here dragging more people in these streets. And soon, maybe next week, maybe in a few weeks, I'll be over on Silent Podcast talking about the Challenge USA. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I believe so.
The Challenge USA, the CBS Challenge. Okay. And we'll be, I'll be carrying the torch for the amazing Reese, of them all, because as I always am. So, that'll be coming up. I think next week, maybe we're doing a cast preview, or the week after. Sorry, y'all. I'm horrible at times and dates. So, that's what's coming up for me. Yeah. And thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you download, make sure you get a few phones and download all our episodes as well. It would really help us out. Thank you everyone for listening.
Bye.